From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino.
Every year, hundreds of thousands of music fans flock to Austin, Texas to catch a week-long music conference and festival known as South by Southwest.
Now, South by Southwest starts this week, and it features hundreds, I mean literally hundreds of bands from across the United States and more from the rest of the world, including a growing Latin presence.
One of the most exciting things about South by Southwest is that it's become a real launch pad for up-and-coming artists.
Today in Alt Latino, we're going to take a listen to some of the new Latin alternative bands that are playing at South by Southwest.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Put your lighters in the air. This is Alt Latino. Mal rato, a ver qué tal, te veo, ver a ver. No hay de nada, todo seco. Mal rato, vamos a ver. Mal rato, a ver qué tal, te veo, ver a ver. No hay de nada, todo seco. Mal rato, vamos a ver. Mal rato, a ver qué tal, te veo, ver a ver. Pisa, pisa, ponle mano, sal si puedes. So I'm really excited about some of the techno and electronica acts that are going to be at South by Southwest. This is a group called Master Blaster, and this is the song Borrale. They describe their music in a lot of different ways, including cumbia crunk, like this really banging, smashing style of cumbia, very well done. The group is comprised of DJ Dust, Brian Ramos, and Ceci Trevino. They just mix a lot of like club beats with cumbia, and like the best way of describing it is crushing. It's like a very dense sound.
Very energetic, and I like the way that they mix the traditional with the electronica stuff.
So Felix, talk to me a little bit about how it works with hundreds of bands flocking to Austin. Where do they play? Where do you see them?
It's concentrated in downtown Austin. So they have bands doing 20-minute sets, sometimes very short, quick hits in each one of these clubs throughout the day and at night. So you can literally stand in one club and see like five or six bands, or you can just walk around 6th Street, all the downtown area, go to different clubs and see a variety of different styles. There's rock, there's Latin, there's alternative, there's folk, there's some jazz, there's all kinds of stuff. It's a big mix of styles. It's also used by record industry people to go out and find the next great band. South by Southwest started as a showcase for indie rock bands. As the music scene started to spread a little bit, I'm seeing a lot more DJ electronica stuff happening. And I'm not surprised that we're seeing DJ and electronica artists from throughout Latin America, as well as from Europe, Africa, Asia, all over the world.
One of the artists that I am really excited about is Gecko Jones, who is a DJ he's half Puerto Rican, half Colombian, Brooklyn based, and his sound is just amazing. Gecko does is he mixes a lot of traditional Colombian sounds with amazing electronic beats. In fact, I've been emailing with him and he sent me this track when he was in Colombia last week. This week he's playing at South by Southwest. And another thing about Gecko is that he throws these huge parties in New York called New York Tropical and Que Bajo. And, you know, he collaborates with artists like Amigos Invisibles, Chuck Kiptown, Bomba Estéreo, and just creates this really delicious stew of traditional sounds and traditional songs and electronic beats. He reminds me a lot of another band we love, Chancha Vía Circuito. Yeah.
You know, I think that if I had known that was an actual job, the DJ mixologist or whatever, I think that's what I would have wanted to become when I was a kid, because I really, really like in this particular song, it could be Colombian, it could be Santeria based. I mean, there's all kinds of different stuff. And the whole wide world is their palette. I really enjoy a lot of the work of these DJs.
Gecko Jones' love affair with Colombian music reminds me a lot of a Colombian band you're excited about, Felix Pernet.
See, this is one of the things that I was talking about with these DJ artists, because there's a mixture of all kinds of things in this. I can hear Santeria Bata drums in that. I hear the trumpets of different whatever, you know, trumpet style, folkloric style throughout Latin America. I like the way they just sort of blur the lines and make it all just kind of pan-Latin in a lot of ways. The South by Southwest bio on this guy, one of the quotes was, his studio is a laboratory for sound and visual exploration. And he's a fascinating guy. And he's making fascinating music.
This song is called Mago, Wizard, and I gotta tell you, I see where you're coming from. I'm not a huge fan of this song.
Tell me why.
Well, I think whereas Gecko Jones is mixing everything really smoothly and it sounds like a whole product, something about this just feels thrown together. I think it's maybe the guy's voice. I don't know.
Yeah, and on the rest of his cuts that I heard on SoundCloud, you know, he uses the same voice, and that's his stamp, that's his thing. Okay, we're going to stay in the dance electronica DJ vein with one of your favorite artists, Zuzuka Poderosa.
DJ Reca and David Sharma featuring Zuzuka Poderosa and another singer, Mitu Chilana. And we have been following Zuzuka Poderosa for the last year. She's unveiling this track at South by Southwest. And I mean, I just think this is an artist that is already on her way to becoming a big deal. I think once she hits South by Southwest, she's gonna be like Bomba Estéreo. She's just gonna jump into the public eye. I mean, her music is totally infectious. Her style is just like this urban cosmic funk, and she's gonna be a big deal.
Those are the kind of things that happen at South by Southwest, because there are music people there. There's promoters, there's bookers, there's labels, and there's all these kind of people that can help an artist really boost. I remember seeing Bomba Estéreo there last year. They were popular, but they killed at their showcase. I mean, killed. Great things happened to them last year. I hope and expect the same things will happen for Zuzuka Poderosa. Yeah. This is what I like about these artists, because you listen to that beat, listen. That conga part, that's an Afro rhythm, and it's used in Cuban music. You hear a lot of it in the old Machito recordings of 47, you know, in the 40s, and all these other different types of music that they mix with jazz. That's why I really like these all these young artists taking these things from decades ago that were used in a different context and mixing it with this club dance music style. It's just fascinating. I mean, I hear something I recognize, nice, clear, crisp conga, simple Afrobeat, and then all this dance stuff, man, it just blowing me away. It's really killer.
It is a really interesting mix also of like Punjabi, DJ Punjabi type styles, but also Brazilian funk, which is what she's bringing to the table. She's bringing that kind of Miami bass, Brazilian funk, carioca funk style that is also just very aggressive. And I predict that Brazilian funk is going to be what cumbia was to Latin alternative in 2010. There's going to be a wave of Brazilian funk.
Okay, hold on, let me write that down. Today, she predicts. As we mentioned, South by Southwest started out as a collection of indie bands, rock bands, some blues, a lot of different types of stuff, of Americana, different things like that. And over the years, more and more different styles, electronica, DJs, Latin music. I found a band on their website from Mexico City that just completely blew me away, and they're my favorite band right now, Ruido Rosa.
Rosa is definitely a different vibe than what we've been listening to.
I would say so.
It's an all-female band that has a very Joan Jett vibe. They actually opened for Kiss last time Kiss was in Mexico, which is kind of a big deal because they have that very macho, testosterone, rock type of sound, but it's these very beautiful ladies.
There's very little information about them on the South by Southwest website, so they're sort of a mystery, but their sound, I'm just really knocked out by what I heard. And the fact that they are so young and they're steeped in a style of music, this goes back to, you know, the
Led 70s.
Yeah.
Style. Yeah.
My kids right now, they're really into heavy metal. So we're listening to a lot of heavy metal on the radio. Yeah, they're just into...
The kids are like eight.
7 and 10. And they're into Led Zeppelin. They're into Van Halen. They're into AC/DC especially.
Nice.
So I'm hearing a lot of this music these days, which I don't mind revisiting. Def Leppard, Whitesnake, Queensryche. I mean, they're really into all this stuff. And when I heard these guys, it fit right
young
in.
Young ladies.
It fit right into what we're listening to, because the way they pull this off, there's no doubt. They're mastering the sound. They feel it. They live it. They sing it. They breathe it. I really, really like this band. Thank you.
Mexico is really bringing it to South by Southwest this year, and so are Latinas. There's a really strong Latina lineup. Another female band that I'm really psyched about that is playing at the festival is Les Bucherets, a punk group from Mexico, which has been called Mexico's response to the Black Lips.
I like these guys too.
Girls.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Ladies.
It's just, you know, just slip of the
Mexicanas,
tongue.
Mexicanas, fuertes.
What do you hear in these guys? I mean, do they
girls. Girls.
I'm sorry. What do you hear in this band that reminds you of someone?
To me, some people have told me this sounds a lot like Cherry Bomb, Joan Jett. I hear PJ Harvey. Especially in that vibrato, and even like it's a very sexually aggressive and dark, almost like there's an S&M theme. I'm queen. I just love what is happening in the female rock scene in Mexico. You know, we recently had a show from The Vault, and in which we briefly discussed the absence of Latina rockers
right. In
the 60s and 70s, and I just love what's happening right now with these women who are aggressive and strong and just not afraid to sing about the same themes as male rockers. It's pretty cool.
Making a big, big mark. This is great.
Speaking of, you know, the whole sexuality theme, this band was created by vocalist Terry Genderbender. They are from Guadalajara, and they were chosen Best New Artist and Best Punk Record back in 2009 at the Indie O Awards. And this is off of their first LP called Sin, Sin, Sin. They were produced by Omar Rodriguez Lopez from Mars Volta. So there you go. So let me paint a picture for you. You've been at South by Southwest for several days. Your ears are ringing. You've been moshing and sweating and dancing. You're dehydrated. Maybe you're crying and perhaps bleeding. You don't know where you are. And
were you there?
You're wondering where your pants
went. Did I say that out loud?
And you need an audio palate cleanser while you figure out what your name and last name is. I would suggest you check out Gina Chavez.
I need to know you're closer than 2,000 miles. The tips of my fingers miss the curve of your smile. Those dimples make me melt inside. But you, my love, are to find.
Gina Chavez is from Austin, and I was really knocked out by that voice. Her music is a perfect combination of all these different influences and these different styles. It speaks a lot to Austin, because that's what happens in Austin. The cultural mix of Mexican and blues and rock and folk and everything else in the United States is there. And she's another proud example of Austin music.
Who produced this?
Well, I cheated. I read the note and I saw that it was Michael Ramos from Charanga Cakewalk, which explains the really artful presence of the accordion in the music. Very, very understated, but giving it a very, very Mexican feel with the choppy rhythm and the sparse instrumentation, the acoustic guitar. That's a great bed under that voice.
It also explains the charango, which she had custom made in Soyapango in El Salvador.
Charango, by the way, is a small little guitar that's used in traditional music in Central America, but especially in Mexico, sometimes in mariachi, but mostly traditional music.
And I also want to talk a little bit about what a socially committed artist she is. She spends a lot of time in El Salvador and has, she's very committed to her work in immigrant shelters, and she's just a very socially conscious artist. In that sense, she also reminds me a little bit of like an Annie DeFranco, Joni Mitchell type.
A lot to admire beyond the music. Me pierdo.
There's a lot of amazing new artists and bands to discover at South by Southwest, but also part of the pleasure of South by Southwest is checking out bands that you love and classic artists you just want to see again.
And one of those for me is David Garza.
What's the sense when no? Think about your sweet face and my tear tracks erased. I start to rewind in my mind to my summer song.
This is Ready to Fly from David Garza. And David Garza is one of these guys who flies just below the national radar, just ready to bubble up, and he has been for a long time. In fact, in 1999, he was voted number 2 in Musician of the Decade in an Austin Music newspaper, only behind Stevie Ray Vaughan. So that's how much they really love David Garza in Austin. He's worked with Alejandro Escobedo. He plays guitar in Michael Ramos's Charanga Cakewalk when they play live. He does all these different things, but he's got his own very distinct voice, amazing writing style. He's a musical chameleon. It's definitely based in guitar-based rock, a little bit of folk, but it's always different. This song in particular, you know, he can raise the roof at the Continental Club over in San Jose, Austin's, you know, main music room, but he's doing something very, very mellow and very introspective here. I'm just such a big fan of David Garza. Shop coming, baby. No more flirtatory phones. No more blinking tongues. No more crying cities. No more reality series. No place for mocha. No crumb for cake. No more, no more. Hopefully you'll be able to hear David Garza play this song among all the other acts there in South by Southwest, because it's an amazing lineup, and we've just touched the tip of the iceberg here today. There are at least 40 other bands that are featured. That's just Latin alternative. Like I said, there's hundreds and hundreds. Going to be a great week of music. And if you are going to South by Southwest this year, we want to see your pictures of the bands and some of the fun you're having. So send them over to Alt Latino, that's one word, altlatino@npr.org.
We'll publish them on our blog.
Special thanks to our incredible producers, Mike Katziff and Jessica Goldstein. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Guard. This has been Alt Latino. Get out there and stay tipsy. Keep a smile, it's too cloudy.